The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have two very, very special guests with us today, Sid and Olivia. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I feel like you guys are going to your doctor's appointment.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
For those watching and listening, Sid and Olivia have worked with Smosh over the years plenty of times. But we this whole episode is about Smosh the sitcom this Friday. At 6 p.m. or wait, yes.
6 p.m. Yeah. The pre-show is at 5:30 p.m. It's a 90-minute show, and then we have a VIP after show.
That's right.
What?
But
pretty sexy.
Talking about it, and Sid and Olivia, you both pretty much wrote this entire sitcom.
Yes, sorry.
yeah.
Sorry.
So we're going to talk about that today. Thank you for being here.
Oh my God, thank you for having us. Thank you for letting us into the building.
Yeah, thank you for letting us back into the building.
It's been so fun just having you both around again.
I know you thank had to you. Like take security measures, and we have to have like, people
we
watching
have your picture
us
with
to make
a security
sure.
guard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we're both on a no-fly list, so it really does mean the world.
It means the world to be allowed in the building.
What happened? How did you get on the no-fly list?
Oh, that I'm not at liberty to say.
I think their lawyer said they weren't allowed to say it.
Our lawyer said
who's
we're not
standing
allowed
off
to say.
Camera, yeah, by the way.
Hi. Hey. How are you?
No, this is
stop it.
No.
Stop it.
But yeah, so it's just like an honor to
be
sitting
here. It's an honor to be out of jail. Our ankle monitors are buzzing right now.
Like, they're buzzing off the charts.
We are not where we're allowed to be in the vicinity of where we're
But yeah.
Before we rolled today, I was like, all right, we just need to buckle up. This is going to be insane.
Yeah, we have a plan, but fuck it.
Who cares? Just to introduce this Smosh the Sitcom was an idea that I pitched like forever ago. Mm-hmm. We finally this year were like, let's do it, and then it was kind of just given to me, and it was just like, all right, Shane, who should they're like, who do you think should write it? And I was like, well, I want it to be insane. I need it to be as insane
we
as
want it to be
possible.
Bonkers.
So truly,
got
it was like,
gals.
All right, Sid and Olivia are the perfect people to write that. And then we brought you guys in. I kind of met with you guys, I remember, and I was like, all right, so here's the premise. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's all this stuff. And then it was like, all right, and I'll talk to you guys in a couple days. And you're like, all right, see ya. And then
they're like, we got this. Explosions behind them.
Created magic. It's been
so funny. The script is so funny.
Yeah, I don't know if it's magic.
It's chaos.
It's definitely chaos.
Chaos is like neutral magic. You know, magic
chaos
sounds good.
Magic.
Chaos is good or bad.
It's
well, we'll find out May 10th.
It's chaotic neutral.
It's a tough thing to write too, because where I'm like, all right, so write out this script, but we need to have a ton of surprises and traps for all the performers. There's two actors per character.
Yeah.
And also, all of this script can be improvised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing is held to it. On the night of, I mean, I certainly plan on just going off the rails and not doing what anyone expects.
Yeah. The idea is we want to break the show. Yeah. We want the show to break. We kept saying the best possible thing that could happen is a light could fall.
Yeah.
Like if a light in the studio falls
and
down
on
Krungle and on Krungle and somebody gets maybe injured, it would be the best possible thing to happen.
If I get injured, it would be so funny because then no one would be hurt, but it would be so funny.
What? You're not
okay,
Olivia.
Well,
no.
Yeah, that's even funnier.
Or a person.
It is funnier if like a crew member.
Olivia was like,
she's like holding up the
it's
cue cards.
Funny, but boom. I'm volunteering. because it's not funny if I volunteer anyone else to do
right.
it.
Right. Totally. But you're not on camera. So then what it is just a real injury in real life that nobody knows about.
which is funny for us.
Which is funnier.
The articles after, very funny.
I think it's funny.
So Sid and Olivia want one of the cast members to get injured. And we're going to
spread it. Spread
it. Quote me on that.
But it is really funny that like in writing it out, in talking about it all, like I've been nervous, but I've been nervous in the way of like, I truly have been saying like, I hope it goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want this to go wrong in the correct
way. But not like those plays that are like Peter Pan gone wrong.
No.
Because they don't know what's going to happen.
Not Spider-Man. I don't want someone swinging around with a broken leg.
Yeah. We're hoping for no deaths.
Yeah. We're hoping for no injuries.
Well, no, I think it's just going to be absolute chaos.
That's the
destruction.
Point. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
We wrote something and now we get to break it.
Yeah.
And it's already breaking and I'm so happy about
it. It's a blast. No, already rehearsing it, I'm like, this is going to be nuts,
it's
man.
So
like,
fun.
How did you guys go about writing this with all of those added things that you had to...
We wrote it like a fan fiction.
Yeah. We write each other fan fictions.
For like every holiday or birthday.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long are these fan fictions?
So long. And like so long.
It'll be like 70 pages and 14 point Comic Sans.
They have one body, two heads.
No. And everyone always will say, like recently it was Olivia's birthday. And obviously I wrote her a fan fiction that took me days. And it was so stupid and I was getting really stressed about it.
Yeah.
And I would be like sitting downstairs and being like, oh my God, I gotta break this story. Yeah. Like when does the tornado come in?
Yeah.
Like it's like so crazy.
Can I ask a premise of any of these fanfics?
There are a lot of them
tornado
are
coming in.
Based on weird deep inside jokes. So like other jobs.
We've known
we
each
might
other for half of our lives.
Yes.
Right.
Literally starting now, half of our lives.
And so there's a lot to pull from.
Yeah.
So it'll be like a joke on a joke on a joke on a joke on a joke.
The most two recent ones were like a side job we were working that we were like, okay, it's a fan fiction about this side job. Not you guys, not Smosh.
No, not Smosh.
It's not Smosh.
And Amanda suck.
I know, we can. It's just not.
We did a side job that was meant for children.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
of course, there's a lot of stuff.
I'm aware of this.
Yes.
So, the fan fiction was a bunch of pitches that never made it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're all the worst thing you could ever possibly think of.
Unreadably bad.
Wait, this is so fun.
This is what
brilliant.
We do
you
for
guys
each
have
other
this
every holiday.
Every birthday.
Yeah.
And everyone around us will be like, oh, so you give yourself homework.
Yeah. No, like last...
Which is true.
When I wrote the one that was same kind of premise, but different take on it. Mm-hmm. Same job, but different take.
Different franchise, same job.
Yes. And I wrote... I quit a job to write it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I need time to write it.
No. Sorry,
guys,
she quit that job to write
to
it.
I did.
So she did the same job, but
for
free.
And I was like, I have to get home early because So
you're putting days of work.
Oh, months. Like months. Like this comes
horrifying.
Months before.
Horrifying.
Because Olivia, your birthday was, as of recording this, just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
But so how long before her birthday did you start working on your story?
I had the idea in January.
This is the coolest thing ever.
That's actually so sweet.
Wait a second.
It's
so
the best.
They're
it's
all
the best.
Saved, right?
Oh, yeah. And they're printed out, too.
Are you ever going to, like, create, like, a little, like,
no.
a...
No one else can. I mean, you could... It's
no
okay,
one...
just for each other, then.
I would... Because what you guys write... Like, what you wrote in this sitcom is so batshit crazy. I cannot imagine
what
you guys are just writing for each other
it's
that
off
only
the rails.
You two
it's
can
off
see.
The
it's
rails.
Not of this planet.
No,
it's not
it's
of this
not
world.
Allowed.
And it's all misspelled.
Yeah,
that's
and
the other thing.
It has to be misspelled.
It's all
it's
misspelled.
All
on purpose?
Yeah. Yes. Purposefully, of course.
It's all misspelled.
I can spell.
Like,
I know, but like I didn't know if it just like
yeah,
oh, I don't
Shane,
edit it.
It's fast.
Shane,
no,
we
but, like,
can Shane.
Spell,
we can write.
To misspell on purpose
on
for comedy
constantly.
Purposes is so funny.
It's the only thing I like to do.
It's we add numbers into words.
Yes.
Like it's great.
Yeah. And we'll use
It's like an actual I'm saying it's like an actual crazy person wrote it. Recognizing
the awareness right now.
I know.
Recognizing that, yes.
We are unwell.
Yeah. And like,
okay, so we're ill.
So let's get one thing straight.
We're ill. We're ill and we came in to help your
you
show.
You guys, we came in to make you guys sick like us.
You know what I can't stop forgetting about when you told me Sid, when your mom or someone walked in and you had a fake beard and you were braiding it and you were like, she's like,
she's great. Like, I think we didn't even know each other.
It was my Joker origin story.
Yeah.
Is I was in like fifth grade and I was sitting in my room. I lived in Vegas. So already, if you're a fifth grader living in Vegas, like you are going to become the Joker. And I was like sitting in my room alone and my mom walked in and she looked over and what she saw was me wearing a fake beard, braiding it, looking at nothing. And then she looked at me and went, oh. And I was like, what? And that defined the rest of my personality for all of time.
Your mom was like, she's going to be a writer.
Cut to my favorite story ever.
She was just like, oh, God. Cut to, this came out of me?
Yeah. God damn it.
God damn it.
Cut to meanwhile, I was at the same age. I was I was obsessed with making movies.
Cut to.
But my favorite thing to do, because I also was a kid who ate more than I was told I was supposed to. I would film myself. I'd make a movie, quote unquote, that was like, oh, the joke is I sit down, eat three full meals, and then I play it backwards. Now, I was like 9. So, like, it wasn't that elevated of a joke. It wasn't quite a joke. It was more an excuse for me to eat three meals.
It's not a joke.
No,
it's not a joke.
It's not. It's just sickness. So, meanwhile, you're crying.
Because you told us this story.
I had a lice haircut. I had a lice haircut and crutches. And I was just like, this, like, awful little, like, thing.
She would sit on her neighbor's yard to eat different snacks.
Oh my God, because I would go.
Parents would be like, no more.
They'd be like, please stop. We know you're not even hungry anymore. Why are you doing this to yourself? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm going to go hang out with the neighbors. And then I'd grab food and I'd go and I'd eat it on their lawn. And then I'd come back being like, they weren't home. So anyway, and then
they met each other. But the snacks are gone.
Then all the snacks are gone. We got to get more. So, then we met when we were 14 and now we're okay. We're not okay. But you know what I mean?
Early on in writing this show, Amanda, you were in the writer's room for this day, and we were like, let's go to lunch, and we go to lunch, and you guys are recounting this story, and we're like at a busy restaurant, there's people sitting next to us, but we're laughing, I'm laughing out loud so hard, crying,
Shane and
you guys are saying
come up for air, and we just look at each other, and we go, do you know what's happening?
I don't know what's going on. I'm like, I think they're telling their life story, and it's the funniest shit ever.
I think they're telling us their life story. I can't tell.
I think it's talking about itself.
No, it was so funny, because it made things so clear in my head who you guys were. I was like, and I already had known you for a while, but I was like, oh no, I needed these stories to really connect and understand.
Yeah, how did it get that way?
I was like, oh, that's how it was made.
Just sitting and having a conversation with you guys is truly like watching a show.
Oh my God,
because you guys, I've never known two people who go at such rapid pace like you two. Like just what we just experienced just now.
You guys don't finish.
Our listeners are like, whoa, like it's fascinating. But you guys are in like lockstep with each other too.
Yeah.
The amount of times you guys say things at the same time.
Oh, it's terrifying.
And you're not twins.
No.
You're not even related.
Not related.
But the weirdest thing is that people will say, like, we'll do a sketch, and like we just did a sketch, and there are so many comments that are like, it took me 8 watches to realize these are 2 different girls. And it's like, we don't look entirely different.
First
we're both just white.
No,
like you're both just white.
And I understand, and
we
I get it.
We have completely different faces, completely different hair colors.
Just that we both are
bodies,
like talking at
just
you
both
instead
loud
of
and
with
white.
You. It's truly just that instead of talking with you and being on the same plane as you,
our eyes are different
we're
colors.
We're like, you're like, stop.
And you're like, oh my God. And then I guess maybe you're overwhelmed, and then you're like, there's 2 of them. I thought I was seeing double because I thought I was having a panic attack.
Yeah.
First of all, both of you are so different in my eyes. Like, A, you look so different, but you guys have such different vibes. Like, I feel like when you're talking,
like, Olivia, you're sick.
Olivia's like going off on this, like, she's so excited. She's in this room and Sid's going, yeah. And then she goes in, and then Sid will like do the like, oh, okay, they're not on the same page. Let's gather around. And Olivia's we'll get on the same page, but hold on 1 second. Let me just go to this other place.
It's really good.
You
different.
Guys are the same, but then occasionally you're like that, the two masks, the like happy mask and the sad mask.
I'm always the sad mask.
No.
You guys are ranting, and then all of a sudden you'll kind of stop and you'll look at me and you'll just be like, yeah, what do you think about that? I'm just like, a what?
I think it's that you
I'm
bring
still
it.
Processing what you guys just said.
You bring it back to
Shane,
a place.
What do you think about that?
It's It's because you have a lower register voice, so it cuts through everything.
That's so good.
I don't know what it is, but I have resting depressed face, and like I truly will be sitting just kind of relaxing, and someone's like, God, what happened to you?
Are you okay?
Like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh no, I'm just relaxing, and I'm okay.
Relaxing.
Like, I'm relaxing, and yeah, thank
I'm
you
just,
for
I'm
asking.
Literally just
I'm literally
a lovely
I'm watching
day.
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I'm
fine.
Thinking about pottery.
And so I think people assume I'm sad when I'm not. I just look like this. One of my eyelids is a little lazy. That can be throw people off.
But...
but so like sometimes, especially when we were younger, and like
oh
people
my God.
Were
yeah,
trying
yeah,
to
yeah,
understand
yeah.
us You're as
like,
a
what's
duo.
What's the difference between
because
you guys?
We like started writing together when we were in college, and then we were getting repped as a duo, like yeah. right coming out of college. We would go on all these general meetings where people would be like, oh "Okay, God.
I've got you two.
I know what you two are. Like, you're the fox and the hound."
Like they would give us
the fox and the hound.
So that what she's giving you is a joke on a joke on a joke on a joke that we haven't explained even the first joke.
Oh, I hope there's fan fiction about that.
What it is that people would relate us to other duos and be, you're the this one and you're the this one. You're the this one and you're the this one. Eventually, we started making jokes about that. It would escalate. You're Mary-Kate and Ashley. Oh, I get it. You're the this one and you're the this one. Oh, yeah. I get it. You're the fox and the hound. That's where
it's
that
like,
came from.
Yeah, I went A to Z.
What were the biggest
I didn't give
duos?
A fuck. I didn't give a fuck.
See? That's what I meant. Is she's going, ah, nah, nah, and then yeah. and then Sid's going, you asked us a question. You asked us a question.
No, we'll
my
get there.
Babysitter.
Wait, what's the biggest duo that they compared you guys to in the beginning?
At the beginning, obviously, everyone was like, oh, it's Broad City because we're two girls.
Yeah. Oh, okay. God.
And,
no.
And here's the thing.
Oh, just, okay.
And
love them.
The
I don't think we're anything like.
I love Broad City, but
Me
Broad
too.
City did Broad City.
Yeah, Broad City
so
is
Broad
City.
We can't do Broad City because
That's
Broad City did Broad
only
City.
Only comparison that they have, I swear.
Yeah, well, it's because like a lot of women aren't allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
And so... So when women are allowed to do anything, people go, oh, it's like that. I saw a woman do that once.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you go like, sure, for sure. So yeah, people will do that. But then like for a long time, we were like, everyone's like, oh, I get it. Olivia's the happy baby and Sydney is the sad baby.
And it's
just like what Shane just did to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, Shane.
I'm just saying when you guys are, occasionally you turn into that. So what age were you when you met?
14. I was 14.
I'm trying to picture you guys before you knew each other.
14.
Because it's kind of like thinking about
braiding her beard. Like,
I was counterculture.
You know who I picked?
I was emo.
You were emo? You as emo sounds so
I was
so
punk.
Because like you're emo and people are like, how are you feeling? And you're like, yeah, I'm feeling kind of sad today.
Yeah,
like I'm feeling
yeah,
that
no,
100%. Sad right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
that
no,
makes
that's
sad.
What, yeah, it's that. It's like, I don't know, I'm having like pretty much a terrible time. It's just like,
you met when you're 14.
Yeah.
How quickly did you guys become like this?
Took a second.
Yeah, it took a second.
Really?
Well, because we were, I was a year older. So,
but not anymore.
But not anymore. Now I went backwards. So now I'm a year younger.
Yeah, and now I'm aging. She's aging backwards. We're trying to figure out how
gonna
it works
in the
for the duo.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I'm talking to the wizard this weekend. I'm trying to go. Yeah,
yeah. We're gonna talk to the wizard and figure it out.
But we were on an improv team together. We were in different grades, and they were like, "You guys aren't allowed to be in a scene together because
no one
else gets
to talk."
And then we were like, heard, absolutely heard.
Chef.
And then when she went to UCLA and then the next year I got in, I was like, I called her. I was like, should I go?
And she was like, you're going actually.
Yeah. And then it started. And then that's when it began. Like, that's when, like, us being a duo began, not us.
In high school, we were friends. And
yeah,
we were like, hanging out.
Too.
But, and we, like, were on the same improv team.
Yeah.
But
we had
like,
all the same friends.
We were, you know, in, you know,
it wasn't
in
a
high
duo.
School when you're like a grade difference,
yeah.
there's like more of a difference yes. there.
Yes. Big time.
Were you at UCLA the same time as Angela?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they yeah. know. They know yeah. Angela.
I met
yeah.
Angela my freshman year of yeah. college.
What?
Yeah. And we had there was like it was like we were both in theater, and there was like a thing where it's like the Bruin buddy system, where like everyone who is like coming in gets matched with like a person a year older than them.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I met her, she hadn't met her Bruin buddy yet, and I hadn't met my Bruin buddy yet, and we met, and she literally went, "Do you want to just pretend we're Bruin buddies?" And
I think
was
that's
like,
the right
I
move.
Would do that.
I think it's a match made in heaven.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love Angela. Angela's like an absolute 15
yeah.
out of 10.
She's the best. She was like one of the
Did
first
Did you know that they knew each other?
No. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
It's a small town.
It's a silly mm-hmm. small town.
Silly
the town
small.
Of UCLA.
That's silly insane. Small.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's yeah. the best. Yeah.
When you guys met, were you immediately like, ooh, you're my friend? Or was it just like,
I think we were just like, oh, I always thought she was fucking funny.
Yeah, I always thought she was super funny.
Yeah.
We were all part of the big friend group.
Yeah. We were just mostly just like being like, what's high school?
Yeah.
I just feel like your guys' sense
so
of humor
sitcom
works
vibe.
So well yeah. together. Were you guys, like, this is going to sound stupid.
Yeah.
Were you funny before you, like, were hanging out with each other, like when you were like 12 and stuff. But like, what did your friends think of your sense of humor?
I think humor is subjective, but I think so. I think like,
yeah, you obviously we were joking around the same.
Weird, and I think that's funny.
Because yeah, you don't. I can't imagine you had any other friends who could keep up with the same pace.
I think we were in different types of friend groups.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Had like different experiences before we met each other.
Yeah.
Because like you weren't you in like a were like a.
I would always befriend all of the most fucked up people in the AP classes, because that was like they were like really had really great dark senses of humor, but they weren't like comedy people or like acting people. They were just like the
real
most,
people,
the most fucked up people in the, like the smartest most fucked up people.
And you were like, ooh, I'm gonna learn from them.
I would be like, that's my friend because they get what's going on in here.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I was in a friend group where I would stand outside the choir room during lunch while my friends made out.
Okay. Wait, watching the door for them, making sure no one would go in.
I would watch the door while two of my friends would make out.
And then what did the principal say?
Oh, then the principal saw us on the security camera footage and called us into the office and said to them, like, hey guys, like during lunch, you got to be in the lunch area. You cannot sneak off into the choir room. Sydney, this is sad.
Oh my God.
You dead serious?
I'm Sydney,
dead
you're serious. The sad baby.
She literally was just like, they were like, Sydney, don't do this. This is not good. This is sad.
You were just trying to be a good friend.
She is.
God.
She is.
Sid.
Here's the thing. I'm a fantastic friend.
You are.
If you want to make out with someone, I'll hide
in an auditorium.
What did they think? You were going to like dedicate your life to that kind of labor?
Well, Amanda, I did. So are you telling me I made a mistake here?
Are we talking about Olivia now?
All I do is protect Olivia from making out.
Yeah.
Olivia.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to.
No, Olivia makes out. I stand on the door. Yeah.
But on the inside.
When someone changes, you're just standing there.
We're at a general meeting and they go, so the difference between you two is you make out and you stand guard.
And you go, that's correct.
And I go, that's right.
Writing the script was
did we write something?
Yeah, you guys actually wrote a great script.
Was really fun because
you guys, if of us, which one of us is you guys?
Oh, you're Shane.
Ooh, I already know Shane. I'm Shane, but I wanted to get
you think so?
Oh, I think that you guys are the exact same person.
I think I
really do.
Because
Sid and I are the same person.
I think you guys are the same person.
I relate so much to Sid because in my friend groups, I feel very similar to Sid sometimes.
Yes.
Where it's like, guys, like the
mom energy.
It's so funny because I think normally people would not see me in like a nurturing way, but there is a weird 1-2 punch.
Oh, I see it.
If you know me really well,
I'm gonna fucking bring you groceries.
Yes.
Oh my God. The amount of
you're gonna fucking fight
if,
me
if,
for
if
it.
If you're having a not great day, like. She will be sending you an edible arrangement.
You're gonna get one.
And it's like, what? You don't need to do that.
You're gonna
get one. What
are you
talking about? Yeah.
See, I feel that from you. I feel that.
The thing that I can't.
But that's Amanda. I think that's more Amanda's.
It is. Yeah. It's so interesting.
I'm like nobody.
You're like no.
I'm like no.
No, you are. There is like different sides of the coin. Yeah.
I think people. Okay, now. Buckle up.
Oh no.
I'm gonna use a big word.
Is it?
And it's gonna make me sound like a pick me, but
is
I do
it
like
tushy.
Yeah. People are tushy. No, I think people are dichotomous. Like I think people have opposite traits that they hold all the time.
Uh-huh,
and I think like I'm seeing that in everyone all the time now of like, oh, you're this and this. And it's not that you're very this. It's like you are your most extreme trait and the opposite.
For sure.
Yes,
so like and I it's just like so like I'm simultaneously so fucking sane and out of my fucking mind.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I know in some ways I do relate to you on like the energy
in the
aspect
part,
when we get like excited and passionate and then also when we reveal, like I feel like I reveal things and people are like, whoa,
yeah,
that's really dark that happened. And I'm like,
no, it's literally
It's fine. It's great.
No,
you
it's
know?
Fine. It's funny. It's
I think
it's
fine. I was kidnapped.
Comedians,
it's fine.
I think as comedians and also just like what we do, creative people, I think what like is crazy to us and not crazy to us is just different than a lot.
100%.
Yeah.
I realize that a lot when we read Reddit stories and like how we interpret things, and people are just like, you guys are different than a lot of people. And I'm like, I guess you're right. Like, like being in our space, things that impact us or don't impact us.
Mm-hmm.
I think
different.
When it comes to that, I am very much like Olivia. And like really when I respond to things, I'm like, and you're like, okay, okay. And I feel like that's also kind of Sid's energy, but I don't know.
I mean, it's the different things bring out different things in different people.
100%, 100%.
And I think that the things I see in you that I see in Olivia are the ability to connect with people despite not really knowing them.
Yeah.
Being, like seeing somebody and being like, I'm going to make you feel so safe right now.
Aww.
Like that's not something I have, but that is something you guys definitely have.
Yeah, I don't have that.
You also have that. But you have to earn it.
No, what I
Sid
no,
has to earn it.
I what I have is I am the type of person that someone on the street will like come up to and be like, I gotta tell you about my divorce.
Oh my God, people do that to me.
Yes.
Whoa.
I think you guys are more similar than you think.
Uber rides are really rough for me because people just start telling me such crazy
shit.
Immediately.
Yep. Why do you guys think that is?
I don't know.
Well,
I think part of the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your eyes.
It's your blue eyes.
I'm like, and they're like, my life story. I think, unfortunately, I'm too polite where I can't shut people down. I try when I get into like a Uber, if I'm like a stranger's like near me trying to talk to me, I can't like just be like, and look away. I'm always like, oh yeah, for sure. But I never ask anything.
Yeah.
I'm not asking questions. I never ask questions. Because I have a social anxiety.
Same.
So if I get into a Uber, I'm like, this person could kill me.
Because
they're driving this
car. Wow.
And so I'm like there and I just wanna like be in my space and pretend that I'm alone right now. And then 9 out of 10 times they will start talking to me. If it's a lady driving, which I doesn't happen too often, I feel like, I don't know, but if it's a guy, especially if it's a guy over the age of 40, I'm about to hear some
crazy shit.
Yeah. I remember one time I had a 15 minute ride, and within that ride he pitched to me his entire screenplay.
Stunning.
And it was and the screenplay was enough for me to realize that this guy was insane.
And I was like, I truly am fearing for my life right now. There's nothing better.
And I love that he started off just being like, he's like, yeah, I wrote this whole screenplay. Okay, I won't tell. I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, no, no.
Okay, I'll give you the pitch.
No.
And I was just like, without me saying anything.
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's so scary. Like,
that's such spectacular.
I don't know what it is, but like I allow myself in like stranger situations, like airports, Ubers, to be just a bitch.
Oh, wow.
I am just like,
that's so.
I wonder if that's part of it. Like, I don't.
Like, I'm just like,
I don't.
No.
I don't think I'm intimidating at all.
I need to get that energy.
Oh, I think I told this on the pod maybe, but like I was running late for a flight. And they weren't going to hold the flight. It was like one of those, like, it got delayed. And we had to push through. And the flight attendant was like, good luck. You got to push through all the people. And I was like seat 31 or something. And I was like, and another girl was like, oh, my God, we're going to miss it. We're on the same one. And she was like, you should go ahead of me. You look pretty scary. And like, you'll probably get through the crowd. And I was like, okay. And I was like, excuse me, I have to get to my flight. And people were like, I do too. And I was like, do you have to get to your flight in 5 minutes? And I'm like, and I don't know what it is.
I've just become
aggressive in a way where it's
that's so hot.
Fuck y'all. But I used to not be like that. I used to let people tell me their life story on airplanes. And now I'm just like, headphones in.
I love that.
Do not. One guy told me that he worked on the Top Gun fucking. One guy told me his whole story is like top secret. You know where Top Gun was filmed? Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about it. But that's where I worked. He talked to me for 5 hours. And I said, never again.
Wow.
Never again.
No.
So
I just love meeting people and connecting to strangers. Like, I love it. But when it's not consensual,
when it's traveling, like, when we're like forced to be in the same place, I feel stressed.
You got to be able to set your boundaries. And that's very cool that you can. I'm going to learn that.
I learned many, many hard times of like law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we are the same in that way.
Yeah, I mean, people tell me conspiracy theories at the dog park.
People love to tell me conspiracy theories.
It's so
and
weird.
It happens so fast.
All the time.
And I'm like,
how did we get here?
Oh, my
God. That doesn't happen to me. Conspiracy theories, not to me.
Not to me.
No, it's the weirdest. It's so strange. I don't know.
Ish, that'd be hilarious.
No, I'm not actually kidding. Yeah. One of my last Uber drives, it was short drive, he was telling me about lizard people and how he's seen them.
Yes.
Oh, he's seen them. Hell yeah.
I think it's your blue eyes.
I think it's that you have blue eyes.
I think it's your blue eyes. I think our brown eyes just, I don't know, something.
They're shields.
Something, or they want to tell us like really like
deep,
sad,
emotional.
And I'm fine with that.
Oh, I love
usually.
It. I mean, unless it goes bad. But like, yeah. I love when people are okay. So if someone talking to me can make them more okay, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I'm into that. I'm into that.
So when we were writing the script, it was really funny. Because like,
yeah, you're gonna have to take it.
Shane came to us and he was like, I want it to be really meta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really chaotic.
That is ultimately the point. Yeah. The point of this is we're playing all these characters, we've got this story out, but it's really you're watching us on stage fucking with each other, trying to make each other break, trying to make each other laugh.
So Mother's Day is coming up, and there's a really cool gift idea. Get your siblings together and get your mom an Aura frame. It's so cute. You can send pictures right to the frame, digitally look at it. It was voted best digital photo frame by Wirecutter.
Honestly, this is truly like the perfect gift for my mom. My mom loves photos. She loves memories. I know that if I give her this and also my parents, not technologically too savvy, but Aura Frame is so easy to navigate, and you can be constantly uploading more photos from it. And I could upload photos to their frame if I'm from the app. It's so cool. And it's got unlimited storage, and it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com/smosh to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com/smosh. Use code SMOSH at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to the show.
Let's go. Let's go over the characters.
The characters,
oh,
yeah.
I love that.
So you guys came up, the pitch was like a Friends, How I Met Your Mother, like a group of friends.
Yeah.
We weren't going to do the family dynamic because that's weird. Friends allows for anything to happen.
Mm-hmm. The friend group.
Mm-hmm. So the first one out of the group is Benny.
Benny.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Played
by
Damien and Noah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Perfect casting. All of these characters are perfectly cast.
We spent a lot of work like rearranging. And anyone could have played anyone.
Yeah.
We felt strongly about that.
Yeah.
But we ended up kind of shuffling it
on the whiteboard, just being like, no, not this person, this person here.
Yeah.
So Benny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the self-proclaimed leader of the friend group.
Yeah.
We kind of wanted to make him like Chandler-esque.
But like less losery and more snarky, like leaning more into like that. He has a lot of long pieces of information he has to deliver.
Yeah,
and
a lot of lines.
They mm-hmm. crush with those.
Yeah. We wanted to like lean into the fact that in so many of these sitcoms, there's like a character in the friend group who's like, and we all know I'm in charge.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah. And like being snarky to other people, but you're like, if my friend was like being snarky to me this often and like taking this many dings,
I wouldn't want to be friends with them. Yeah.
And so it's just like, yeah.
His whole thing is he just observes other people's flaws and comments on them.
Yeah.
And
like someone used all the laundry, all the laundry detergent up. Someone's going to have to pay for that.
And we have a lot of moments where he's talking to no one and like other shit's going on in the background.
Yeah.
And he's
in parentheses, well, in the line, luckily, it says to no one.
Yeah. There's a lot of parentheticals for Benny that say to no one.
Oh, that explains so much in rehearsal.
Yeah. Well, when you see him talking to no one and you're like, who is he talking to? The answer
just
is no one. Yeah. No one. Out. The answer
he's
is no one.
Saying it to hear himself.
Yeah. No, he's like one of the guys who likes to hear himself talk.
Yeah. And then we have Martha.
Martha.
Oh, yeah.
Martha.
Played by Rasha and Chance.
So perfect.
Amazing.
Really perfect.
Really freakishly perfect.
They look incredible.
Oh, my God.
They look so good.
Like, beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Like, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hot.
Mm-hmm. So what's Martha's vibe?
We just took the trope.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
trope of like the woman has one personality trait and it's that she's clean.
Yeah.
Because it's meta. It's like, you know, like,
it's the Monica. It's yeah. the yes. it's there's always like the girl who's like just clean and she is like, you're no fun, you're just clean. And yeah. it's like, what?
And it's yeah. like that's a really annoying trope to see, but when we're like we're writing things to trope and we're writing things to be super meta, it's like, of course, like that's what the girl has to be.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
Girl has to be like, I literally am just like no, yeah.
Just like she's going to a business meeting, but yeah. could get drinks after yeah. always.
Yeah. yeah.
Yes. But like
and like no one assumes that she would have any like sexual desires because she yeah. likes the house to be clean.
Yeah. yeah. Which yeah. of course
which you can have both.
Yeah. Clean obviously. Is the opposite of sex.
Obviously.
but she's a neat freak virgin.
Yeah. And then we have like real life Dominic Patron.
Yeah. Classic.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, yes. yeah, Dominic is one of the only two characters in the whole thing that are just like a real Smosh lore character.
Courtney's character.
Yeah, yeah. Courtney.
Also played by Olivia.
Yeah.
Which slays it.
Olivia's insane.
Yeah, she's so good.
Yeah. It's
she's
pretty awesome.
So fun. They're both so
And Courtney just fully becomes Dominic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gone.
I don't
Courtney's
see Courtney
not there
at all.
Just no. Dominic. Breaking. It's going to be, I think Courtney will be the hardest to break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But oh,
yeah.
I've got plans up my sleeve.
Because when you break, it's like, you know, a vibe of try not to laugh. You break, yeah. and then your exact character comes in yeah. and takes over.
And takes over on that same line.
Yeah. yeah.
Repeat that line. They just keep going in the scene.
Yeah.
And if you just keep breaking, you just keep swapping back and forth. Yeah. We had a moment in rehearsal with us.
Yeah.
Where we, I think on one line, we swapped like four times.
Yeah.
And we kept trying really to hope nail that the happens line.
So funny.
Oh, it's going to happen a
it's
lot.
It's so funny. And yeah, it's, oh my God, it's so funny. No, yeah. but yeah, like they absolutely, we knew that like one of the tropes is like, you know, the ladies man, the Barney. You know, mm-hmm. and the Joey, and we were just like, well, that already yeah. exists in mm-hmm. yes. Dominic,
which is so perfect.
Like, yeah, might as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Then we have Kevin,
love Kevin.
Played by Ian and Anthony.
Yes.
The lovable loser.
Mm-hmm. Nothing ever goes his way.
Down on his luck.
Always getting broken up with.
Yeah.
So he's like, guys, I have a problem.
Yeah.
He's always that
he's
guy.
Pretty much the main character of every sitcom.
He's like the Ted Mosby.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, oh, this guy's a loser, but all his friends love him.
And all he wants is love.
Yeah, and he'll never get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, but they do an amazing job. They get tortured a lot. Yeah. I don't know if you guys yeah. like that or hate that, but it happens. They so buckle up.
Poor babies.
Yeah.
yeah. They're like being thrown about the whole yeah, sitcom. Yeah, like yes. emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
Poor babies.
But we love him. We love Kevin.
Yeah, we love Kevin and we love Ian and Anthony who are yes. playing them. We
yeah,
love them.
Absolutely.
The whole friend group loves Kevin. Yeah. All they want is to do something nice for him because the last like 30 years of his life haven't gone well.
I know.
And yeah. so, you know.
Yeah. It hasn't been his day, his month, or even his year.
Yeah. So they want to, you know, throw a party for him.
Yeah. And that's, spoiler alert, that's what the whole episode
is. Oh, baby.
Throwing a
And
party.
That's the core, that's like the core friend group.
That's the core friend group.
Hypothetically.
And then there's a couple other characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Krungle, played by Amanda and I.
This is the Krungle and Krungle podcast now. You have to rename it from Smosh
Mouth. From Krungle to Krungle.
Welcome
to the Krungle.
Krungle to Krungle.
You have to change it.
Oh, my God. We're in between two Krungles.
Oh, my God.
Between two Krungles.
How do you guys feel?
I feel sexual.
So activated.
Whoa, good.
Yeah.
Finally, someone feels sexual from Krungle.
Krungle might be the biggest mess of all the characters. Because truly, Krungle is inspired by a million things.
Yeah.
Because it was, it's...
Kramer.
It started with Kramer.
Meets, but like,
Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
for me, so a lot of my inspiration is Golden Girls.
Yep.
Yeah.
I threw it in front of that.
That's very true.
Because Krungle is like a somewhere between 50 and 90 years old.
And ageless.
Krungle aged.
Ageless.
And is, yeah.
Ageless.
She is the kooky neighbor. Because every sitcom has a kooky neighbor.
And like a boundaryless neighbor that's like always in your space.
Knocking
and
over things.
Like, why are you here?
Yeah.
And we just took that to an extreme of like, what if there was someone that you really, really, it was like, we do not want you here.
And they, and they say
we
it to your face.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay,
But Krungle's just the best. She's a free spirit.
Yeah, she's a freak.
She's
lived many lives.
Yeah.
She's done everything.
Yes.
you know, because those neighbors, it's like just they're the yes and machine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're the way to introduce mm-hmm. anything into the sitcom.
Yes.
That's Krungle.
Yeah. Oh, love Krungle.
An absolute blast. We play her similarly, but also completely different.
You guys
also
definitely totally have different takes on Krungle, which
absolutely
I love. I love.
It yeah. is. I'm just so excited for the Krungle spinoff. I mean, there I has to be one because yeah. like, oh my God, it's amazing.
She has so much going on in her apartment.
Yeah.
I know.
Her apartment
What's
is
her apartment
like a whole
like?
Ecosystem.
It's skeletons.
Yeah. It's just skeletons.
Lining the wall.
War stories, weird yeah. like things from her exes.
Yeah,
that, like,
yeah.
Did
like
they know that they were her exes?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It's yeah. pretty awesome. I think
scarves.
She has.
She's sponsored she has by one, Hustler. Like
she has one of those police. What are the radios
police
in the police
radios.
Cars?
Oh yes. Yeah,
she puts it on when she comes.
And
home.
She's an Uber driver who tells Shane conspiracy theories
yes.
on the way
yes.
to
definitely.
The airport. Like that's
definitely.
So yeah. That's
100%. Krungle.
I'm so excited for you guys to meet Krungle.
It's an absolute blast. I can't be. It's my fault,
yeah.
but Krungle's outfit is insane. So much
layers
makeup.
And layers.
The heaviest eyelashes on the planet. And I when I got into all this makeup, like, I don't love wearing wigs and makeup and stuff. I don't know why it makes me, like, tired.
Yeah,
I'm just
kind
of, like,
valid.
Out of it. But I get into all of this, and I look in the mirror. I'm like, this is so funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is what it has to be. Like, oh, my
Shane,
God, I gave myself
you did this.
This
to yourself.
Shane in yeah. this outfit fell yeah. asleep, like, so many times. Just
oh,
like,
my God.
But even me, too, the eyelashes were so
I hope
heavy
during the show it happens.
That they just.
If I fall asleep
I hope you
on
fall
stage,
asleep in real life during
no.
the show.
Once we get into the show, I'm going to lose my mind. Oh. I'm going to.
Physical.
I'm going to chug a gallon of cold brew before.
And I'm going to chug a gallon of milk for myself,
yeah,
so that I throw
it's
up.
It's like,
it's a blast.
I'm so
yeah,
excited.
It's gonna be awesome. Like, you guys absolutely kill it. It is like so silly and stupid.
I love our lines.
Excited.
Oh,
you guys
yes.
wrote our lines. They're so good.
She has the craziest backstory that we never find out, really.
Yep. Nope.
But just hear hints of
it.
You can sense
it. We know it.
You can sense it.
We know it. It might come out. Look, we can improvise whatever we want.
That's true.
We
mm-hmm.
can take charge
That's
and
true.
Say whatever shit we want to say.
I'm just literally going to yes and everything you say, and I know that you're going to yes and everything we say. So whatever we come up with,
yes.
Yeah.
I'll just say, like, the thing we knew yeah. about Krungle from the beginning is she's a gaslighter.
Yeah.
And she absolutely was at the January 6th insurrection.
Yeah.
Those were the two things we were like, so this is Krungle.
Yeah.
That's
we had
so
on a, we had a,
true.
On a whiteboard, Krungle equals gaslighter for like weeks
she
in the
She is
office.
A gaslighter.
She's a total
she's
gaslighter.
She's a gaslighter.
You're being weird. No, you're being
no,
weird.
No, you're
I
fucking
like the
crazy.
She was at January 6th, but not for the same reasons as
no,
anyone else.
No, no, no.
She walked by and she went, what's going on?
For
is this a farmer's
am
market?
I invited?
Yeah.
She thought it was a farmer's market.
She went
and she was trying
said,
to buy
am
stuff.
I invited?
She was trying to buy oranges from people. Yeah.
But she has a podium.
Oh, yeah.
And she has a poster for some reason.
Another big thing about Krungle is that Krungle's biggest want is to be part of the friend
yes.
group.
She and she'll
she
never
will never be.
Be
part of the friend
yeah.
group. And that's a huge
She just
thing.
Wants friends.
She,
but
yeah.
she doesn't realize that she never will be. Like she's like, I'll
yeah.
convince
she,
them.
Yeah, which is great.
And then we have Chosens are in it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know them.
Chosen,
the Chosens, I don't want to say where they play a part.
But they're in it.
But they're in it.
But they're in it.
They're in it.
So they'll be there.
And then we have
Tommy's character.
Oh, no, we have one more other character, too.
Yes, we have young Sebastian.
Oh, my God, I completely forgot about
the
young
boy
Sebastian.
How could you forget? He's been here the whole time.
That's right.
Young Sebastian is like a young Sheldon vibe, boy
yes.
genius.
It's young Sheldon
at
worst.
I'd call it a direct ripoff.
It's a direct ripoff. It's a diret
when
ripoff.
When I walked in and you guys were like, yeah, so young Sebastian.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what?
It's yeah.
So
to the point
though.
Where in rehearsal, people are constantly accidentally saying
young
Sheldon.
Yeah.
And that's Angela and Keith,
which is
perfect.
They are
perfect.
Great at it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Young Sebastian is
a boy genius.
A boy genius. He's an 8-year-old rocket scientist.
And he's in the friend group because what child isn't?
He's
yeah,
in the friend
exactly.
group. Krungle's
he's
not
forces
in the friend
himself
group.
In the friend
Young
group.
Young Sebastian is in the friend group.
Yeah.
And listen, he's got science magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
Sorry.
Amazing. He schools everyone, but
yeah.
also he's like he's a little shit.
He's a little
too.
Shit.
Yeah.
He's
oh,
a catchphrase,
definitely.
You'll find out.
Absolute narcissist.
A
yeah.
complete narcissist.
But it, when you think about it, like this is a trope of sitcoms.
Yeah.
Like there was a show called Smart Guy, and the whole thing is a child genius. Like this is a real trope,
yeah.
which is insane. Urkel, child genius.
Oh, Urkel.
Yeah.
Remember
so
when Urkel got
geniuses.
A makeover? Does anyone remember
no.
this? He goes into a time machine and gets a makeover and comes out hot.
Oh, I do
As
remember
As a child?
This. Yes.
Pass.
I do
well,
remember this.
Pass.
He looks a little bit older. Anyways, whatever. It's fine.
Does he look over 18?
No.
Pass.
Well, you mean child hot. He gets hot for the other children.
Pass. Child hot because...
Pass.
For the other
well,
children.
I watched it well, as a child.
It's important to specify. He gets hot for the other children. Yes, fine. Yes.
Next.
As a child, watching the child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's, no, that's fine. That's fine.
So when we were writing the script, watch, Shane really wanted
to. I want to double down on this.
Thanks, Sid.
When you, yeah. watch, when you watch Boy Meets World and you're a child, you go, wow, Topanga, wow,
beautiful.
Wee,
beautiful.
Wow,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But you're a child, yeah. And so it's okay.
Yes.
That's true.
But if you were an adult, it'd be weird.
No, okay. Straight to
the I get what you're saying.
Because I was a child watching that and right. I, yes. even I was like Topanga.
Wah wah woo right.
Wah wah wooga. Yeah. Child hot. Child
when I was a, when I was young, like Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, of course. Like, wah wah wooga.
Yeah, yes. I never me and Lizzie, nah.
Really?
But even Stevens?
Wah wah
wooga. Wah wah wooga.
Ren Stevens? Wah wah
wooga.
Shout out. Shout out to Ren Stevens.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's the only way I show people I'm interested in them.
Yeah.
Wah wah wooga. And anyway, I'll never be loved.
This is what I'm saying. The fucking subtle
the bangers.
Anyways,
Shane, it is true. I do turn to you a lot and go, "What do you think about that?"
I forever ago went on their podcast.
Oh my god!
And I was supposed to be a ref, and I'm in the middle of them, and they were drinking, and I was sober, and just they hit a point where they ranted to a degree where I actually didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you turned to me and you said some of the most insane shit ever. You like
oh
told
my
me
god,
like the very
yeah.
personal thing,
you
and then you
turned
just like
sad.
Looked at me, and it, and I was just like, and I remember being like. I put my hand on your shoulder. I was like, it's okay.
We told Shane's dad.
Be like, oh my God. Like,
we yeah. told Shane, like, show up. You're going to referee us. We're going to be drunk. That's the episode.
Yeah.
And I think Shane didn't really think we would be that drunk.
Oh, we were hammered.
We each had a bottle of wine to ourselves.
We were hammered.
And
we had technical difficulties, which
of
gave
course.
You more time
of
to
course.
Drink the wine.
Of course.
That yeah. sounds amazing.
It was the best.
Yeah.
Can I do that, but like join in on the wine?
Oh my God, yeah. absolutely.
That's just a girl's night. Like,
yeah, that's just a girl's
I mean, listen,
night.
If we ever bring the podcast back,
yeah.
we'll do the three of us just yeah. drink.
And Shane can ref.
And you can
and ref. I'll ref again.
Oh God, poor Shane.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be there.
Okay, so we have the Chosens that are there. And then finally, lastly, we're not going to reveal the name.
No,
yes.
Because the name
we're
is
not.
So stupid.
It's so stupid.
But Tommy's character.
Yeah.
Tommy's the one who's not going to be swapping in and out of any,
yeah.
any
nope,
roles.
Nope, he is on
but
his own.
Tommy also doesn't have any actual lines.
Yeah.
He has like one actual line in the
yep.
script. Otherwise, Tommy's a fully improvised character on stage.
Tommy's
he's
a free
agent,
agent
of chaos.
I actually
chaos.
Think he's probably going to be my favorite character
oh,
because in rehearsal, I was like,
he's just saying insane shit.
He's
and that's
so
rehearsal.
Funny.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's yeah. you can't tie Tommy down. You have to let him
why
just
try?
Do anything he wants
let
to do.
Let him go wild.
When he read the script and we were like, you're gonna be this character, he was like, well, here's the thing. That character's not in it.
And we were like,
no. That character's in whatever they want to be in.
Yeah.
True. True.
They are in any part they want to be in. He was like, sorry? And we were like, yes.
Yeah.
So perfect.
The degree to which we can try to destroy this show
yeah.
from within
yeah.
is crazy. Like, Tommy's character's in specific scenes.
Oh, of course.
There's nothing stopping him from just walking into another scene.
No,
he can use whatever he wants.
Wild.
Those are his rules. And the thing about it is we're not going to reveal the name because the name is too stupid. But we were trying to come up with the name of a
yes.
location. A location.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the place. Can we say what the
let's,
location
well,
is?
Well, yeah. You know what? Let's give
yeah.
a rundown of the basic premise of
sure.
the episode.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the whole basis of the episode is mm-hmm. we're trying to throw a birthday party for Kevin. Or a
right.
surprise party for Kevin.
Surprise party yeah. for Kevin.
Because Kevin doesn't get
down
a lot of love,
out.
So let's yeah. show Kevin some love. And there's a couple locations in this sitcom. Mm-hmm. Like all sitcoms, there's a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an apartment set.
Underneath
and,
the coffee shop.
Yes, that's all, right there at the coffee shop.
Yep.
But
underneath the coffee
underneath
shop?
It, yeah. Underground.
Because you know how sometimes in like How I Met Your Mother, they live above or like
and
something?
They live above a coffee shop.
Do they live
friends?
Above
yeah,
a bar?
I think they live above a bar.
Yeah. So
they live underneath.
Yeah, they live underneath the coffee shop yeah. in this.
Underground.
It's subterranean.
It's never said.
It's
never
really
stated.
There's also
we know it.
Said.
It's just true.
But you listening to this podcast, you get the scoop. You know that the apartment is underneath the coffee shop.
100%.
Underneath the ground of the city.
Yeah.
It's underground.
Yeah, the coffee shop is
the apartment is underground.
Yes.
Yeah.
So whenever I say I'm looking out the window, now I know I'm looking at cement.
You're looking at cement.
And Krungle is the neighbor, so she just lives underground.
She lives under that apartment.
I don't even know if she has an apartment.
No. Yeah.
I don't even know if she's...
We know she lives underground.
She lives underground.
She lives underground for sure.
But I don't know if she has
She's perfect at digging passageways.
Yeah, she's great.
She's in a tunnel.
There's a coffee shop, like a central perk, and we were... trying to come up with okay, well, what would be a stupid bad name for that coffee shop?
And obviously we asked AI.
Yeah, we went back and forth. So quick shout out plug to AI.
Oh, God.
We didn't use the AI. No.
Pretty cool AI. Thank you for all you do, AI.
We were going back and forth. Well, we were thinking what's something that's kind of inappropriate or what's something that's a weird spin on something. Mm-hmm. Sid was like, I'm going to ask AI what.
Yeah, no, put it on me. That's good.
Wow.
We were like,
why am I so sad, baby, in this
episode?
No,
you're fine.
It's because you did that face. You were like,
Just to be clear, Smosh hired writers.
Yeah.
And then hired AI.
No, we also didn't use the AI.
No, it was bad.
But this is just part of the story.
This is actually why you shouldn't use AI, is we checked to see, we were like, what is the most stupid
inappropriate name for a coffee shop?
And they were like, cup of brown. And then after that, we're like, but I wouldn't recommend doing that
because people won't come to your coffee shop.
And we were like
shut up. No, shut up, you idiot. So then we went back to us and our human brains. And then we were doing a joke on a joke on a joke on a joke on a joke. Shocker. And we came up with the stupidest name of a coffee shop of all time. And it's so stupid. And we were like, they're not going to let us call it this. That's too stupid. And then now it's called that.
Yeah, no, you guys pitched it to me and I was like, yeah.
And we were like, and that's my favorite part about this whole experience.
Yes.
There's been so many things you've been like, what about this? Knowing
that's not gonna get it. Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah.
You go like, yeah, that's fine.
That's what I love about you guys is that you guys will go to that place and then be like, might as well just fucking ask.
You can always be told to take it back. You
the
can always rein it
in. The thing that happens is somebody says no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I realized we hardly cut anything. There's really not much.
No. There were rewrites and things that had to change for structure of game.
Yes.
But in terms of purely cutting things because the things didn't work, you guys like.
There was nothing that was too crazy.
No.
We've rewritten the script to make it flow.
Yeah.
But we've not rewritten it because it's like, no, we can't say that.
Yeah.
But the breaking will be crazy. Who do you guys think is going to break the most?
Me, but I won't be on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, but you guys are also going to be involved.
Oh, yeah, we'll
no
be
idea.
There.
But I think
of the people on stage, I feel like you guys are gonna break a lot and have to switch out a lot because I feel like
you guys have the craziest
You guys
shit.
Are just insane.
You guys wrote the best lines for us. That's
I
why.
Think you guys are insane, and you both come in, even in the rehearsals, with things that I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's so shocking and perfect, and I think that you will make each other break.
I think so too.
I think you guys each other.
Yeah. I think Keith and Angela are going to break in a very different way.
Yeah.
I think
we
gave them a lot of big words
to
say.
Well, because to be clear, if you mess up a line, that also counts.
And then the person has to say the same line from the top.
They have to keep attempting.
And we gave young Sebastian a lot of dialogue that is purposefully jarring and all over the place in the structure of it. Of first it's this topic, then it's this topic, then it's this topic, and it has nothing to do with that's the joke for us. It's not
And also a lot of lines we're improvising. We're saying these lines, but there's a lot of lines that. As we're saying, we're given a cue card off camera that we have to read.
Yes.
That is something we've never heard before.
Are you guys going to be doing the cue cards?
I hope so. I love that.
That would be the greatest thing
would be so
on the
fun.
Planet.
I think so.
I wish you guys could have the cue cards and then change it if you wanted to.
Yeah. I wonder if we can.
I would do anything.
I don't know.
I'm crazy.
Just the thought of having them there, having you guys there, just makes me so happy.
I'm so excited.
During rehearsal, just having you guys there was so nice to be like, are they proud? Are they proud of us?
Oh my God.
We're doing the script.
It is so
fun. No, it's going
to
be so fun. It's so
you
dumb, so
it?
Silly. Oh my God, so fun.
But it's also in order to write in order to have a dumb, silly show, it has to be so smart. You have to write it so smart. That's the thing.
It's really hard. I will say this is the hardest thing because even pitching it to you guys, I felt bad of just how are you guys going to write this? This is insane. Where I'm write a script that's supposed to
break.
Be a fucking mess.
Right.
and collapse.
Well, it's like they're brilliant.
I also think that like a big help has been Kate, who is directing it.
Oh, yes.
And she like her big thing is like she's gonna keep it as absurd as it is, but she's gonna ground it in some sort of reality of the absurd world that it's in.
Yeah. Yes. So let's give like, a shout out to Kate.
We love Kate. Director.
She's the best, but she'll like and she'll say things that are like, yeah, so in this world, this thing is true. And even though the thing she's saying is
crazy.
Insane, she's like, okay, let's find the logic of this world. And we're like, yeah, for sure. Like that's the right thing.
Things have to be built in order to break.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you break nothing, it's not funny. But if something is built a little bit and then you rip it to shreds, it's hilarious.
No, and my hope, and we'll see on the night, but my hope is like the first like bit of the show, the first act, it's going to be crazy, but it's going to be like, all right, I'm watching a sitcom.
Sitcom.
And then by the end of it, I don't know. Look, if part of the set is torn down, if people are fully, like, if their costume's messed up, people are lost wigs, there could be a little bit of a fire somewhere. Oh, I don't know. I'd be fine with that.
I love a
we
fire.
We hope someone, you know, fire, injured, fire. Someone runs into a fire. This is what we want.
Listen, yeah.
I adore fire.
The cameras go outside and we're just on the street.
God, on the street interviewing people about their conspiracy theories.
Just anything. Down for it.
Yeah. So excited.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm going to do everything in my power to make that happen.
Yeah.
I think you'll crush. God. I think you
and you're
crush.
Me.
I'm you. And so we're a team. Mm-hmm. That's also what's kind of fun is that all the characters are kind of their own team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. It's and like, it's gonna, like the duos are good.
The duos are perfect. Mm-hmm. They're really
It's a show of duos.
It is. It is. It is. It is. It is
we
a
could
show
call
of duos.
It Duolingo.
Yeah. Yeah. Duolingo the sitcom.
Duolingo the sitcom.
Sponsored by Duolingo and nothing else.
Honestly, pretty cool.
No, Duolingo the sitcom would actually be great because Duolingo gets it.
Yeah, and also he got a BBL. Did you guys see that?
Oh yeah, did you see the Duolingo
the
owl?
Duolingo
got a,
owl the Duolingo owl got a BBL. And that's not
in
a Mad Libs puzzle.
No,
that's
in real life.
The Duolingo owl is caked up now.
Caked up.
And like there was a video about it.
Yeah, they did not.
The owl was
not like,
I'm sorry, I don't know the gender of the owl, so I'm just gonna go with the owl.
We're gonna say
the owl got caked.
So the owl got a BBL. It is real. Duolingo posted it. They were like, come with us to get a BBL.
If you get nothing else from this episode, go check out Duolingo's fat ass.
Yeah. The Duolingo owl is
you okay,
caked?
Shane?
Just thinking about it.
Honestly,
that's
what do you think about that?
I'm still going back to who Sid and Olivia are compared to us, and I just like I go back and forth.
I love that for
I'm
you.
I'm like Sid. I relate to that so much. Like you okay, Shane?
You okay, Shane? The Duolingo owl's kicked up. Yeah.
By the way, I don't think you're sad, baby.
No, I don't think so either.
It's okay.
No, but it's not. Because you're not.
It's okay.
That was the most sad baby response.
No,
I think there's. It's okay. I think there's. Everyone is a full human being, and then there's the part of you that you lean into for fun
I think
in a
you
social.
Call out like the truth in the thing, and some people are like, "Hey," and I like that. I like that because I do that shit too.
It's the Judaism. There's just so much Judaism in there, and I just that's it.
Oh my god.
Wow, there's so much that we covered.
Did you guys get anything you need?
Did we get what we needed?
Are we still allowed in the building at this point?
Yeah, definitely, please.
Like, is there anything usable here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the owl.
This is going to be a 10-minute.
Yeah, just the owl.
Okay. This will be a 10-minute episode.
10-minute episode all about
but wait, okay, one thing that I want to know is, like, what was your guys' like, favorite experience of writing the show?
Oh, my God.
Getting to hang out with everyone.
I know. It really is.
Because I just love you all. I just love you. And so I like
you.
To see you. I love being able to hug you all.
Yeah. I know.
It's like, it's such a gift. Like, what a wonderful thing. It feels so warm and happy.
Yeah.
So okay, nice.
It's like, no matter.
It's so nice.
No matter
it's
what
so
we
nice.
Make, it's like, that's the thing that is like the
truly
hands down.
Like, just seeing everyone
hands
makes me
down.
So unbelievably happy.
I get so excited. Like, having to be here at like 8 in the morning some days and being like, yes, is crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I like, guess I forgot that I might not see you guys every day. And that makes me really, really sad.
Yeah, I hate that.
No, we have to move into your basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Move into my basement.
Oh, no.
You guys can move into my basement. No one's in there.
Yeah, but
there's one couch.
You guys just have to adopt us, and then we'll just follow you.
I'm actually
going to
be really sad.
Okay.
I'm going to be really sad when the show's over.
Yeah.
It's going to be sad.
I'm actually going to be really, I like didn't even clock that yet.
I just clocked it right now.
We're just going to have to do more hangs.
I know.
actual Hanks.
Yeah.
You can be there.
Life.
Yeah, you can be there. You can ref.
Yeah, you can ref.
You can ref the Hanks.
You can sit in the corner.
That's okay.
Super stoked for that. Actually, it was really funny.
It was so upsetting.
I would be happy to do it again.
So silly.
Is that podcast out?
Oh, yeah. It's been out for years.
It's just called Sid and Olivia Talk Shit. It's on YouTube and everything. Yeah,
it was a while ago, and it was insane.
It's our top rated episode.
Really?
100%. Yeah. Have you seen you? You're great. You're amazing.
People love the concept of you being there. They love the concept of
us being irritating.
Drunk. Like these are things that work well.
The episode
together.
Is called "We're Drunk with Shane Top." So,
That's amazing.
Because you don't drink on every episode.
No, just that one.
Just that one.
Which is hard to believe when you see the episode.
Hard to believe we're sober. Hard to believe we're sober right now.
You're like, those girls are sober?
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm listening.
I'm sad.
I'm listening.
Okay.
These girls are not on any drugs.
Okay, I'm listening.
Fuck. God, I wish you guys were kind of in the show as like a guest.
I mean, look.
What if we were
knows?
your Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel and we can sit in the in a trench coat?
We can stack it on my shoulders.
Look, Amanda, here's the thing. We don't know what's going to actually happen.
No one knows.
That's true.
There's so much that we don't know.
There's so many secrets in this script that is redacted that we haven't seen that are just surprises that we won't know.
Yeah.
So like I'm kind of nervous and excited about that, but also like, fuck it, let's do it.
I'm so excited. Well, it's going to be a mess.
Regardless, we'll be sitting off screen in a trench coat.
Yeah, we'll be stacked on each other's shoulders in a big, long trench coat.
Just regardless.
The whole show? Yeah.
Whether you see us or not, that's what we'll be doing.
Oh my God. Yeah. 90-minute show. Yeah. And
I've got strong legs. I can do it.
Okay, good. So it's Sid going to be.
Of course she's on top. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I'm very weak.
She's light. Okay. She's very light. I've got strong legs.
Olivia was a kickboxing instructor, so Olivia's very
and
strong.
She's very light.
Fuck yeah.
I'm very weak.
No, you're light.
Guys, the show is May 10th. You can get your tickets at live.smosh.com if you want to see Olivia Carey Sid on her shoulder.
And there's three different packages. You can get the basic cable, which is the show, plus the VOD that you can watch for a month after. Mm. Then there's the after show special, which gives you access to the after show. By that point, after that show, we're going to be so kooky that after show is going to be nuts. We're going to be able to talk about all the things that happened behind the scenes of the show, all the things that were going going wrong. We'll be able to show off the set, like go kind of walk around, run around.
It's going to be like when everyone at the sleepover is awake at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's the full house package, which all of that plus character prints of all the characters that you'll get sent.
That's so fun.
Very good photos.
Wait, I want that.
Well, too bad.
Okay, maybe we can give it to them. Maybe we can give it to them. Well, guys, this was unreal.
You guys are the best.
Yeah. So fun.
I learned so much. I need to look up the owl.
Oh yeah. Gotta check it out.
Caked.
So guys, please join us May 10th and get your tickets at live.smosh.com. Sid and Olivia, you guys are the best.
We love you.
You guys are the best. We love you guys so much. Big fans. Mom and Dad. Love you guys.
Oh, we're mom and dad. Fun.
Crunkle.
Crunkle the Crungle. See you this Friday. We will be Crungle.
Bye.
Not real words.